This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says the invention of the jet plane has led to the loss of national character, both in music and in conducting. Lloyd has been thinking about this recently because of a newly reissued compact disc with the great Czech conductor Václav Talíč.
Some musicians, like Berlioz, achieve their greatest fame away from home. But especially before the age of jet travel, most musicians were little known beyond their native boundaries. Berlioz says in his memoirs that when Beethoven died, he was still virtually unplayed in Paris. Earlier in this century, the great conductors tended not to travel much. Serge Koussevitzky, who conducted the Boston Symphony for 25 years, rarely led other orchestras. Most of his traveling was between Boston and Tanglewood. One common complaint about today's jet-setting conductors is that they don't spend enough time at home. As a result, many orchestras have lost their individual identity. One of the greatest conductors of this century, Václav Talíč, was associated mainly with one orchestra, the Czech Philharmonic. He conducted it from 1919 to 1941 and then returned in 1954. He died in 1961. Talíč made some recordings in the 78 RPM era and several more after 1954, primarily of music by Slavic composers, Tchaikovsky, Dvorak, Smetana. I haven't seen a Talíč recording in a record store in years. Now Supraphon has released the first Talíč compact disc, and I hope it's only the tip of the iceberg. Dvorak's Eighth Symphony gets the most loving and natural performance I've ever heard. Between 1935 and 1944, Talíč led the Prague National Theater Opera, and as with another great opera conductor, Toscanini, you can hear Talíč's love of singing in every phrase. Slavic music has an image problem. We tend to think it's going to be heavy going, a lugubrious goulash with black bread. Dvorak, influenced by Brahms and Wagner, did use dense rather than transparent orchestrations, that is, lots of instruments playing at once. But Western conductors mistakenly overemphasize these thick textures. What they often miss is the inherent lightness of Slavic rhythms. Slavic music is a lot like Slavic speech. In spite of all those thick consonants, the basic inflection isn't a heavy march-like tread, but a dance-like triple meter, dum-titi, dum-titi. The delicacy of this rhythm is in the blood of the great Slavic conductors. Talíč's unforced, buoyant performances speak and sing with the real rhythmic life of the Czech language. Here's the third movement of the Dvořák Eighth, Allegretto Grazioso.
Thank you.
This new Supraphon disc also includes the Moldau and From Bohemia's Woods and Fields. These are the two loveliest movements from Smetana's Mavlost, his cycle of tone poems depicting the history and landscape of Bohemia. Here's the river Moldau purling through the Czech countryside. I gather that Supraphon has already scheduled the next Talich release, an album of Dvorak's Slavonic dances. Talich recorded these twice, and probably nobody since Dvorak himself has ever played them better.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.